when low visibility can lead to more economic stimulus.
Wake up to the day's top business headlines. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report podcast. It's on iTunes and marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Like the package without a tracking number, tomorrow's jobs report will have taken its sweet time to get here. Unemployment and employment for September is probably the most important government statistic of the month, yet it's been delayed more than 2 weeks because of the partial government shutdown now ended. On Mondays, we consult Julia Coronado, Chief Economist, North America, for BNP Paribas in New York. Hello, Julia.
Hello.
So were the statisticians able to get the data they need for September? It's just late?
Yes. So all of the September data were collected. The government shutdown started on October 1st. So all the data is in hand. They just need to do their usual processing. Economists everywhere are rejoicing that we finally get to see the numbers tomorrow. And we think we'll see more of the same, which is moderate hiring, not as strong as we'd like to see, but enough to hold the unemployment rate steady.
So what's your actual forecast for job creation?
We're looking for 170,000 jobs and for the unemployment rate to hold at 7.3%. Still very high.
Still quite high. And some analysts have been referring to the September report as a clean report. Certainly the number of people out chasing so few jobs is an abomination. But what's the opposite of a clean report? October employment would be a dirty one?
It will be a dirty report. So the statisticians are scrambling now to collect the data. They lost a lot of time during the government shutdown. And so there will be big question marks around the October report. Will it be accurate? Will there be more noise in the report than usual? So I think
that's especially relevant for the Fed, right, as
indeed,
they decide about
yeah.
stimulus? Yeah.
The Fed is very data dependent right now. If the data aren't clean, it'll be harder to get a read on the economy. We think that's going to lead them to err on the side of caution for a while.
And keep the tapering at bay at least a bit. Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas in New York, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
We're hearing that JPMorgan Chase is in the final dance of a deal to pay $13 billion to settle civil cases with multiple regulators. Morgan is the biggest bank in the country by one key measure. And I did say $13 billion with a B as in big. This is about allegations the bank wasn't honest about the toxicity of some mortgages it sold as the housing bubble was popping. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us. Morning, Mitchell.
Hi, David.
So give us the outline here. What do we know so far?
Well, the settlement reportedly would resolve federal and state investigations altogether, and that's something that the bank has wanted. $4 billion would go to mortgage relief for struggling homeowners, another $9 billion to the government over charges, as you mentioned, that the bank marketed these lousy mortgage-backed securities. And that would also cover mortgages from Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual, which J.P. Morgan bought in part to help the government stem the financial crisis. Still to be figured out here, first of all, will J.P. Morgan actually admit wrongdoing? And there's still a criminal investigation hanging over J.P. Morgan from the U.S. attorney in Sacramento.
What could all this mean for J.P. Morgan?
Well, the bank wants this off the table, but so far there's no deal. It doesn't want to be guilty of anything criminal. But bank analyst Bert Ely told me that J.P. Morgan may not have too much to worry about here.
Who would get prosecuted exactly? What would they get prosecuted for? As the Attorney General Holder infamously said, you can't send a company to jail. And a lot of times when the government brings these prosecutions in complex financial cases, they end up losing in court.
So next, we should get acknowledgement eventually that this deal is official, and then the chips will start to fall, you know, for the bank's bottom line and also for the reputation of super banker, and I guess we might now call him super fine payer, Jamie Dimon.
Thanks, Mitchell.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
MTV and VH1 might have launched music television, but there's a reason they don't play more music videos anymore. Not enough people watch them. Now rapper Sean Diddy Combs thinks he can change that with a little help from the interwebs. Today he's launching his own TV network, as Shannon Mullen reports.
Diddy's Revolt TV will play rap, hip-hop, maybe even some country, he says, if it's funky enough.
So everybody's welcome. We love great music, and we finally have a home. Let's go.
It's multi-genre and multi-platform. Viewers can use social media to tell the network what they want. Music industry consultant Larry Miller.
It has potential to let the prospective viewers of the channel feel like this is theirs, a sense of ownership in this thing right off the bat.
Miller says viewers don't passively sit around watching music videos for hours anymore like they did in MTV's heyday. But people still love music, says Alan McGlade, managing director of Digital Entertainment Ventures.
And the evidence of that is just the tremendous amount of consumption of music content online. So there's still a huge appetite for it, but there's a new way to tap that audience.
And Revolt TV is starting strong. The network got picked up by Comcast and Time Warner, two of the country's largest cable providers. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
And the Obama administration is facing intense criticism in France today after the leaker Edward Snowden revealed that 70 million items of French phone records may have been pulled into the computers of America's National Security Agency during a recent one-month period. The revelation was in Le Monde this morning. France is summoning the U.S. ambassador to Paris for a chat. France's interior minister says it is totally unacceptable for an ally to spy on an ally. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.